Welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast Highlights. We have a great week of content following USA Football's National Conference. We talk to another state champion. We get another great football chat. We discuss defensive trends. We get great receiver content. And we discuss prepping high school players for recruitment. Monday, Alabama legendary coach Terry Curtis shares his experience at National Conference.
And Lord, we're talking about the greatest game that was ever invented and teaches so many things. Other, you know, character, you know, you can go character, sacrifice, commitment, all the way down to all the things, every adjective and every verb and adverb and everything else you want to use about the game of football. But we've got to start, and that, we had a big meeting this morning, Alliance meeting, and had 44 states, I think, involved. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to talk about some of the issues and make a statement and be one voice.
Tuesday, Coach Ryan McCartney shares his Swarm High School football chat.
And thankfully, with also the safety and the tackling that USA Football does, of course, it's become a much safer game, but we're paying attention to the all-around body of work of a student athlete. Right. We're not just looking for guys that are, you know, slobber knocker type kids, and you know, and that's a great thing to see. And the chat, if you've ever, you know, for those coaches out there who haven't been to chat, I don't really talk anything schematic. I never say we're doing 3-4, 4-2-5, because to me that's an individual or a staff kind of, you know, concept of our kids. You know, these are the kids we have, so we're going to run a 3-4 or 5-2, whatever it is. We focus on beliefs and philosophies, skill sets, and drills. You know, lots of coaches, they love to steal drills. You know, we're the best thieves that are out there.
Wednesday, Coach Cody Alexander shares the trends on defense with simulated blitzes.
Right, and I think that's, you know, if you've heard any of the college coaches talk about it, you know, they talk about it's like a heat-seeking missile when you do a simulated pressure, because you know what you're going to get. You're going to overload, or you're going to outmatch somebody. You've identified who you're going to do. If you're going to overload, you're going to overload either a tackle or a running back and force them to make it a split-second decision on two defenders. And you've manipulated that to where what people like to do is kind of get in like a bear front or kind of an amoeba front, cover all the gaps. So that way all the offensive linemen, they know they've got one guy, and then that running back has to decide where they go. But that's where the confusing part is if you know where the running back is going in the slide, or if you're comboing and having the running back insert in the middle on the back, then you can pinpoint, okay, we want to overload the running back, or we know we're going to get a one-on-one with this tackle. I'm going to put two guys on that tackle. And that's really where you're seeing these simulated blitzes. And I've always advocated for full line movement, long sticking. And a lot of the things going back to when I first started writing about long stick motions, even against run, it just wastes the offensive lineman, because a lot of times they end up going to chase and they can't climb when you got a long sticking D lineman in front of you. You can't climb to the next level. And so it either frees up whoever you're blitzing, or it's freeing up a backer to come downhill and make a play.
Thursday, Coach Drew Lieberman shares his project, the Sideline Hustle.
No, I appreciate that. It's definitely been the biggest market. It's definitely been the players. The players love it, because I think that there's so many kids. Like, the thing that I realized shortly was there's so many kids in Idaho or New Mexico or all these random states where in the offseason they have no tools to train with. You know, if you're in a Texas or a Florida or New Jersey, like, there's a lot of trainers, a lot of people doing football, but in a lot of states where football is not as big, they have no resources in the offseason. So that's like the first thing that we try to be at Sideline Hustle, is that resource for these players that are underserved. And then the coaches kind of come second. But I think that a lot of the content with the music and some of the effects is geared for the players. I want to start to create some longer form content that's a little bit more intricate for the coaches and kind of focus on that market a little bit more.
Friday, Brian Lawson shares qualities of a recruiting coordinator.
What we do is we get our kids set up a game plan when they come in as freshmen to make sure that they're on the proper track to fulfill all the requirements for the NCAA or for NAIA ball. And me and coaches on staff, our head coach, we facilitate duties out. I coordinate those guys to make sure that kids, their position coaches, have those kids ready with GPAs. They're have all their forms filled out for different recruiting databases like National Preps or Recruit Georgia. Twitter handles are where they're easily seen by college coaches, where the social media aspect is so much more now than it was even when I was in school about 10, 12 years ago. That's just the next level where we're trying to take it to.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Coach Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play.